This is Doug Mader, Superintendent of Coldwater Exempted Village Schools. On Monday, July 14th, the Coldwater Board of Education had their June board meeting. At the board meeting, our Treasurer Jen McCoy went over the budget from the previous year, and we were 99.5% accurate to forecast. On the board agenda, we had several supplemental contracts approved. We also had three rehire contracts for the board to vote on. Prior to going into executive session to discuss the contracts, as superintendent, I read a statement to the board. First, it talked about the progress we've made together over the past 3 years, indicating that we passed our level. This single sentence represents countless hours of communication, education, trust building, and teamwork. It was a milestone that will help shape the future of Coldwater Exempted Village Schools for years to come. We continue to enhance our culture. Our students represent the Cavaliers shared with pride, and they consistently reflect the values we work so hard to instill. We've welcomed outstanding professionals into our family. Through intentional hiring, we've added incredible talent to our staff, people who believe in our mission and are committed to our students. We build a strategic plan and are actively working through it. It's not just words on paper, it's a roadmap we're following together to ensure long-term sustainability and academic excellence. We've completed a K-12 curriculum mapping cycle and initiated a curriculum review that will have an adoption plan embedded. We're ensuring that our students receive a cohesive, rigorous, and relevant education across all grade levels. The results are real. Our student achievement continues to rise. Coldwater currently holds a 4.5 out of 5 stars from the state, and I am confident that 5 stars are just around the corner. We're finally in a position to fix things. With the passage of the levy, we can begin to address long-standing infrastructure needs and invest in our future. School spirit has never been higher. There's a renewed energy in our halls, on our fields, and in our classroom. And through it all, we've never lost sight of what matters most: relationships. Relationship building remains the cornerstone of our success. Tonight, we'll be voting on the rehire of 3 administrators. I want to speak directly to 2 of these individuals, Jason Hemmelgarten and Eric Goodwin. Jason, our high school principal, and Eric, our athletic director, who is also dean of students and transportation director, are 2 of the hardest working individuals I've ever worked with. They are deeply committed to our students, our staff, and our community. They are the embodiment of what it means to be a Cavalier. Quite honestly, replacing either of them will take multiple people. Their roles are demanding and their value immeasurable. This opportunity not only allows us to retain their leadership and institutional knowledge, but also saves the district money. They are returning at a reduced salary, and their retirement benefits come from their own years of contributions, more than 32 years each. I fully support and recommend their rehire. Tonight, you will also be voting on a rehire opportunity for myself. When I accepted the position 3 years ago, I made a commitment to stay a minimum of 5 years. This decision allows me to honor that promise and hopefully extend it so that we can complete the work we've started. When I chose to come home to Coldwater, it wasn't for financial gain. In fact, it meant a significant reduction in pay. I've heard people say the cost of living here is less than where I came from. But I can tell you, groceries and gas are the same, and housing is about the same or slightly higher. But this move was never about money. It was about making a difference in my hometown. We've done some remarkable things together. We've crossed major hurdles. But the most exciting part is, we're just turning the corner towards something even greater. We're laying the foundation for a sustainable, successful future. I believe our staff and most of our community appreciate the transparency, direction, and progress we've made. I also recognize that not everyone may support my inclusion in the rehire process. I understand and respect their perspective. What I can promise you is this: I will continue to lead with the same character and integrity I've demonstrated throughout my career, especially over the last 3 years. I'm fully committed to Coldwater Exempt Village Schools. I love this school, I love this community, and I have no plans to stop working in the next 5 years. And it's my sincere hope that Coldwater will be my final professional post. Thank you for your trust, your partnership, and the belief in what we are building together.